In CI News this week, the progress of Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill continues to be met with widespread dismay. Over 100,000 people urged the Prime Minister to ban gambling adverts from football. And a 5-year-old girl is thriving after her mum chose life. Hello, and welcome to CI News on the 6th of December. I'm Jenny Olson. The progress of Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill to committee stage has been greeted with widespread dismay. Parliamentarians, legal experts, palliative care specialists, and newspaper columnists are among those continuing to raise serious concerns about the implications and workability of the proposals. Intensive care consultant Dr. Roger Steadman warned, "Making members of my profession agents of assisted suicide would break the bond of trust." Court of Protection specialist Melinda Giles asked how much it would cost to train doctors in the critical aspect of assessing mental capacity. And former High Court Judge Sir David Bodie highlighted the absence of the funded infrastructure required to enable the court to meaningfully carry out its proposed inquisitorial function in approving an application for assisted suicide. Continuing to speak out against the proposals, Diane Abbott MP warned, "We're moving to a situation where it will be cheaper for a GP to get a very ill person to sign on the dotted line for assisted suicide than to find them a place in hospice." Reflecting on the vote, columnist for The Scotsman, Ewan McCollum, branded the process rushed, the safeguards weak, the arguments used in support of the bill emotive, and the amount of work still to be done on it troubling. He concluded, "I have no doubt that Kim Leadbeater and those MPs who support her proposal are convinced they have right on their side, but I find their certainty terrifying." More than 125,000 people have called on Sir Keir Starmer to kick gambling adverts out of football. A petition organised by the Big Step campaign was handed into 10 Downing Street at the end of a 4-mile march through the PM's constituency Holborn and St Pancras. Marchers included people in recovery from gambling addiction and some who have lost family members to gambling-related suicide. The campaign highlighted the enormous rise in gambling adverts in football. Across the opening weekend of the Premier League in August, 29,000 ads were displayed, almost 3 times the number seen last year. In an interview with The Institute, The Big Step's Nick Harvey explained why the government needs to intervene.
Children are being advertised, mass advertised, over 18 products, and that's just simply not right. You shouldn't go to a football game to be advertised by gambling products. You should be going to see your heroes play football. And this is what we're trying to get the government to do, is to take some action to actually end all gambling advertising and sponsorship in football, because football itself is not doing enough. It's not, the voluntary measures aren't working. Actually, what has been shown is actually it's getting worse.
Speaking exclusively to the CI, Sir Ian Duncan-Smith, who was present at number 10 for the handover, called on clubs to reject gambling sponsorship.
The one big missing thing in all of this is this massive increase in gambling advertising. Everywhere you go, anything to do with sports, you see it. Football clubs should no longer take advertising, okay? They should find other revenue. And that's a big one for them because they get easy money. But I simply say, think about the harms that it's doing.
The Centre for Social Justice has revealed that 3 times as many people die from drug-related deaths as road accidents. The think tank's new report found that 5,448 people died from drug poisoning last year, an 84% increase over the past decade. With drug-related deaths at the highest level in England and Wales since records began, the CSJ's policy director, Sophia Waringer, urged the government to prioritise prevention and treatment instead of weakening the law. Pretending liberalisation is the answer is plainly wrong. Everywhere you look, it has not stamped out the illegal drug market or acted as a silver bullet to reduce drug deaths or drug use. And finally, a mother has shared how she refused to abort her daughter when she was diagnosed with spina bifida and hydrocephalus in the womb. Mum Leanne, who lives in East Kilbride, was told that 80% of parents who received this diagnosis aborted their child because the outcome wasn't very good at all. "Even though I was only 22 weeks, I could feel her moving about inside me, and I thought I cannot go through with the termination. It was like she was telling me not to give up on her yet. She still had a chance. Amber, who is now 5 years old, started primary school this year and is looking forward to Christmas. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching and have a blessed weekend.